Or good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting scheduled for Thursday, March 5th, 2020. This was a specially scheduled meeting. There's a light agenda tonight. However, before we proceed, I would just like to dispense with a normal housekeeping announcement, which is that I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. With that, I would ask Mr. Chrisman to take roll call.
With the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance is to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chrisman. And now we can actually take the roll call.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Court.
Present.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Abruzzo.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chrisman. Next item on the agenda will be the visitor and public comment session. We advertised this at the last meeting as an update to the community center project. That being said, is there anyone that would like to come forward and address the board before we address the first and only item of business on our agenda?
Mr. Chairman, might I add that the comments should be limited to the topic this evening and not other township business? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Kevin Ferguson, well, it's the topic of the community center. On the agenda, there is no public session after the business. So it might be assumed that the discussion part of new business involves the public.
The discussion part of new business will be questions from the board to either staff or Mr. Chrisman. It is a public discussion by the board.
Okay. So the norm is usually there's a public comment session after the business is concluded to allow, especially in this situation, the taxpayers to comment on perhaps what they just heard.
At special meetings, the requirement under the law is that there's only required to have one public comment session. So that's the way, this is the standard way that these special meetings are, the agenda is created.
It's been the norm, it may be the law, but it's been the norm so far that the public has been very involved in this, has been given ample opportunity to voice their opinion on what's being discussed. And given that the taxpayers are actually funding this, taxes have already gone up for this project, I think it would be just fair to respect us and allow us the opportunity to comment on what you're going to discuss about the project tonight. That's just my thoughts on that, but it's been the norm in the past. Thank you.
I understand.
Rich Campbell, Hartford, Missouri. I was hoping that tonight's meeting would be exactly what it says. Discussion by the board, the people that we elected to represent us. I think the fact that the public input was basically directed at certain issues throughout the years, some of it fell on deaf ears. So I think it's time now we let the board, who majority of the people elected by the fact that we got two new supervisors, with their opinions based on what they felt, and this is what we did. We voted for them if they voted for them. It's kind of like a referendum, I guess you want to call it. But I think the majority of the community spoke. So I think sitting here and dividing everybody again and wanting to start an argument is not the answer. I think our best thing to do tonight is to listen, go back and discuss it. And one thing, I was a little upset on Facebook last night. I read a story that somebody put in there that was, again, attacking mode. That's not uniting the community. So if you have an opinion, that's fine. But what I want to comment is that won't accept comments. So it's like censoring somebody. So if you're going to write something, be able to understand it affects everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble.
Linda Iyer, 2321 Raleigh Road. Feel a little bit like Bill Murray. Here we are again, Groundhog Day. We keep addressing this, we keep having these special hearings. What I would like to see is the total costs of this project. Interest, debt service, losses for the entire, what is the potential? No smoke and mirrors, no, we aren't sure what this is, but we as taxpayers need to know what we're on the hook for. Thank you.
Barry Buck, 242 Corey Road.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your first name. Your name?
Barry.
Barry.
Going along with something Mr. Gamble said, Supervisor Wyckoff, Supervisor Nutt, all of your election literature was you were opposed to the community center as the prior board was looking for. You were elected, I believe. I know I voted for you two for that very reason. Senior citizens can't afford more taxes. Most senior citizens aren't going to be using that swimming pool. It's being built for an elite few people. So as far as I'm concerned, you two supervisors sold out your souls for whatever else was up here. You sold out the people that voted for you. Now that being said, you have engineering studies that show the ground around there is not all that stable. I don't know if you're old enough to remember, those doors were open for a long time because of sinkholes at the existing pool. You're going to put another one over top of where that already happened. What I would like you to do, if you are so enthused about this new pool, the engineer said, if things happen, no insurance is going to cover it. They're not going to back it. It's going to fall on the taxpayers. So you five, going along with this, I would like you to be big enough to put personal guarantees that if things happen, you cover the expenses. Don't put it back on us.
All right, thank you, Mr. Black.
Hello, Cliff Myers, 1248 Harding Avenue. It was 1934, and around town there was a little bit of a buzz because there was ground broken on the Hershey Sports Arena. I'm sure that all the sensible, reasonable, practical people, when they heard that Milton Hershey was going to build a 7,200-seat arena, said, what is he thinking? And for good reason. At that time, the population of Hershey was 4,000 people. Terry Township, it wasn't even Hershey. So every man, woman, and child could come to an event there, and there'd still be 3,200 empty seats. Now, I don't know what he was thinking, but he was pretty visionary, because our memories of this town would be completely different if we had built a 2,000-seat arena or a 3,000-seat arena. We wouldn't have watched Hershey Bears win a bunch of Golden Cups. We wouldn't get to argue about who was at the game when Wilkes scored 100 points. I wouldn't have seen Hall and Oates for the first time when they came through. And there wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't see the Harlem Globetrotters, the Ice Capades, Disney on Ice, it goes on and on and on. Now I understand that that's private money, it's not public money. But vision doesn't have to be by where the source of money comes from. We need to understand that if we're going to build something of value for the future, that we have to be able to commit to what we have out there right now. I have complete faith that this town and this group of supervisors can solve the problems that everybody keeps bringing up. That we can fund this, that we can maintain it, that we can make it accessible for our residents without bankrupting the taxpayer. But we have to make the commitment first that we're going to build it. Let's get this thing built.
Thank you, Mr. Myers. Anyone else? All right, then, seeing as... Yes.
Dennis Trout, 2010 Locust Lane. I did send an email to you all this afternoon, and one of the comments that others and I have made routinely, in order that the public be advised, similar to your recorded message of what's said at this podium, I certainly would appreciate, and I know there's others that would appreciate being able to get the written comments, email, or other electronic form that are sent in so that people can be apprised of the studies that others, including myself, other engineers, and people with qualifications that have dealt with these issues. I have pointed out 4 years ago that there were some assertions made that this wasn't going to cost the taxpayers anything. And a lot of people got on the bandwagon concerning the use of other people's money. Well, other people's money is our taxpayers' money. And in 2018, we had less than half the debt we now have committed ourselves to. And the question is, what are the priorities of this township? Is it to provide a competitive venue so that HERCO, the hotels, the businesses, restaurants can profit? Your own consultants show that will only bring in on 10 competitive events on the order of $2 million in additional business. That's not profit, and that's not what comes to the taxpayers. It will only be a couple thousand dollars that dwindle down to Derry Township as a result. Now, if the township is intent on creating a better society, you could spend $3 million a year and set up full tuition scholarships for people in need that excel in academics. It's nice to have extracurricular sports. Nobody's requiring them to volunteer to take on these activities. And if you want other swimming facilities, there are Palmyra, Hubbleston, Middletown, Penn State, and several in Harrisburg. Nobody's going to be deprived of water, but we're paying twice the price, four times the amount that it used to cost to maintain the old center. I'm an old farm boy as well. I grew up using the Swatara Creek. There are running trails, there are other swimming venues. We do not have to spend our money to assist HERCO, the hotels and restaurants, for their benefit. This used to be a company town. It's no longer. We've shipped jobs to Mexico. What does this community, and the gentleman did bring up about the arena? Well, we've closed the public swimming pool, the ballroom. You are not able to go through the park without a large fee and an admission. When I was a kid, you could walk through without paying or spending a nickel. That's no longer the case. We have become, in this what was a company town, now a town that's funding the company. And my recommendation is that the people that have a vested interest, the people that Mr. Engel and his, as reported in the 12 February 2016 LancasterOnline.com article, as he presented, that this wasn't, we had an opportunity to leverage this, that it would not cost the taxpayers anything. That's no longer the case. We have been leveraged by those that think such an additional repetitive facility, when others are available at cheaper costs that our tax dollars don't go for. And as the gentleman pointed out, there's a lot of people, including myself, that look forward to the additional two new members of this board that would bring balance back to what the majority of the taxpayers have asked for. There was only, as presented in the public meetings to date, on the order, depending which you believe, between 7 and 12% of the public that have used the old center. I'm not a believer in build it and they will come. Build it, some people will come, but it's going to be public works and the police that are also going to be burdened by the visitors. This should not have been set up to assist the developers and the realtors. I grew up with as a farm boy when we had cattle and dairy in entire township.
I'm just going to politely ask you to wrap up. You don't just.
My point being, having been here over 65 years, and there's others that have been here longer than I, have seen a great change in what was, I'll say, a very good company town. We no longer have the Hershey Community College. We don't have a swimming pool. They did build one, but when it started taking a loss, they got smart and they donated it to the township. We shouldn't have to take on that burden. If they wanted to increase their business, let them help fund. Last point is, as an engineer, for a competitive pool, best is a 25 meter, so that you don't have to build bulkheads that require additional maintenance and expense to maintain. So if the bottom line is this is a fait accompli, let's at least reduce it. I'm small, smaller is better. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Hi, Pam Ruddle, 241 Bahia Avenue. So I sit here at many meetings and I hear different people come up and give their opinions. So I'm going to address a lot of what the last gentleman just said. This community center is just that, it's a community center. It doesn't serve just as it's been mentioned up here, an elite group of swimmers, a handful of swimmers. This community center addresses the whole community. I think people forget that it is not just a pool that is going in this center. And I get really frustrated sitting in the audience or reading the local newspaper when that just keeps being played over and over and over again. This center has a room for teens or a space for teens, and I have been at the old rec center watching middle school kids who maybe had nowhere else to go come over there and spend their afternoon there after school until their parents could come pick them up. Matt, do you have any idea where those kids are now? No. We're letting down a group of kids that had nowhere else to go, and I bet the majority of this room didn't even know that there was a group of kids that spent 2-3 hours at the rec center. Shouldn't that be what we offer our children of our township? Not everyone is, you know, not everyone has a stay-at-home parent. Some of them have two-parent working or a single parent working. That's what our life is like at this point. We should do something for those kids who have no place to go, and we don't even know where they are right now. The other thing is, we can't even offer, from a safety standpoint, water, not for competitive swimming, but for swim lessons. There's no swim lessons in the past year, and until a rec center is built, when are there going to be any? That's wrong for us as a community. And yes, when you want to do something, it does cost some money. No one wants to have anyone so negatively impacted that they cannot keep their home. And I don't think this community center will do that. But listen, those of us that have kids out of school, we still pay our school taxes. Why do we do that? That's part of being a responsible citizen in the community. So let's not that is desperate to get in this facility because they are being kicked out of their current facility. They don't have a home, as far as I know, yet where to go. They have options, but some of those options are a little too expensive for them. There are basketball courts there, and this place for the youth. I mean, I get frustrated when I hear just for this competitive swimming. And no, you don't want a 25-meter pool. You don't want to shrink it. No one competes in a 25-meter pool. That's not what a competition pool is. It is 25 yards or 50 meter. Do the 35 so that you can have competitive swimmers swimming, and they pay a fee to use those lanes. Let's not forget, they are contributing to this community center. And then you have other space for the rest of the community to be using if that competitive team is practicing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ruddle. Is there anyone else?
Good evening, Brian Vita, 998 Greenlee Road. I just want you to understand, the first time you put this product out for bid, it was too late in the season. All the contractors had their bids out, they had their work for the season. This past time, the project was put out this past fall, people were looking for work this year. You got the best price you could possibly get for this contract. They already bid it once, they spent hours upon hours upon hours putting these estimates together. Do you think if you scrap this project again, that anyone's going to want to spend the time to bid this project? You got the best price you can get. We argued about this over and over. We came to a conclusion. I don't understand what the problem is here. This community needs the pool. I said before, my kids are at home waiting to swim. I don't have a pool to take them to this summer. It's depressing. My kids aren't going to learn how to swim. Why would I go to Homestown? I live in Derry Township. This is Derry Township, people. We don't have anything. Why would we want to go to Palmyra or Hummelstown? It makes no sense to me. Why don't we be the elite community we want to be and what we thrive on? That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Pita. Is there anyone else?
Hi, I'm Jamie Smith, 404 Cedar Avenue. Many of you up there know me personally. I'm sure the first thing that crosses your mind when you look at me is, she's a swim parent. That's correct. I'll own that proudly. I'm also a field hockey parent, a baseball parent, a softball parent, a basketball parent, and a dance parent. Every one of those sports needs a place to grow and foster, and our job as parents is to allow our children to bloom into the best little people they can be by providing them with opportunities. There are roughly 3,400 students registered at Derry Township schools. That's not including the students that are preschool age, private school students, and I'm not even sure if homeschool students are in that mix either. As supervisors, you're privy to the many projects that are about to begin being built around town, entire neighborhoods, assisted living communities, and apartment complexes. This town is already booming, and it's about to increase in size more than any of us sitting in this room truly realize. I'm tired of hearing the new rec center being referred to as the Taj Mahal. More water means our youth can receive important swim lessons that were waitlisted within hours. Each one of those parents was doing their due diligence in order to empower their children in the water and make them just a little bit safer. Our community couldn't support that need. Our elderly residents should have the ability to participate in low impact exercise and water aerobics, and the rest of us caught in the middle, well, we just want a place to grow our families and relationships with friends. Again, our community is only growing. Delaying us further is a disservice. Decreasing the water any further would also be a disservice. It makes no sense to spend all this time, effort, and money for a subpar and quickly insufficient facility to service our community. My father always taught me, if you're going to do it right the first time. Hershey's known for its vibrant community, and I believe Milton Hershey would be proud of the amenities that his town has provided for its residents. So let's not disappoint him now, the residents or our children.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. Is there anyone else that would like to come up to the microphone?
I just might respond to the
Mr. Trapp.
A point was made that was false. Where will these children go that don't have a stay-at-home parent? We have a library. We spend big bucks on that, and people can receive an education. I'm a proponent of such.
I appreciate the comment, but we're not gonna have residents arguing back and forth against each other at the mic. You can tell us what you want to tell us, but we ask that people be respectful of each other. Is there anyone else that would like to come forward?
Good evening. My name's Craig. I just have a clarification.
We just need to know if you're a resident or not a resident.
I'm a resident.
Okay. Do you have an address that you can share with us? And your last name?
Miller.
Okay, thank you.
Just the first gentleman stood up, he asked if there was going to be a chance to address at the end. And it seems to be a no. Is that the, because I think everybody just jumped up here and said what they wanted. We didn't even hear what your special meeting's about.
Right.
So all of this could be.
We could, I suppose, I mean, it's.
So can we just get some type of a confirmation that chances are, is that important that they're going to stand up and say something before you say what you have to say, that they're going to want to say something after? And maybe we can limit it. I don't want to be here all night. I got four kids under the age of 11 and a wife that wants me at home. So, but I would appreciate it if you consider allowing some respectable comments after you actually get to what you have to say for this meeting. So,
okay. I think that's fair. It's a fair comment. We can consider that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Is there anyone else that would like to comment?
Hi, Nicole Hackman, 1266 Randall Road. So my name is Nicole Hackman. I'm a Hershey High School graduate, pediatrician, and mother of four, and I live in the township. I was alarmed to hear of this controversy surrounding the community center project. With our obesity epidemic and the rise of anxiety, depression, and suicide in our children and adolescents, promotion of community is exactly what we need. Children and adults will benefit from the availability of classes, exercise, swim lessons, but also the promotion of community in a progressively isolated society. As a mom and physician, I urge you to please support the community center as an investment in health and quality of the residents. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hackman. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? All right then. The next item, then we will move to the next item on our agenda, which is the new business, and it is the update to the discussion of the Derry Township Community Center project. And so I will defer to Mr. Crispin for that update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just would like to provide a quick overview of where the project stands at this point, and if everyone can bear with me, I just want to spell out the timeline of where we've been. As everyone in this room is aware, the Board of Supervisors approved the current design and awarded bids on December 3rd, 2019. Once bonds and insurances were received and reviewed by our council, those contracts were executed on December 20th, 2019. Our new board took office in January of 2020, and at that point, the NPDS permit was still outstanding and a notice to proceed was not issued. January 17th, Supervisor Moyer resigned his position on this board. February 11th, Supervisor Abruzzo was appointed. On February 13th, the NPDS permit was issued for the Dauphin County Conservation District. And on February 18th, special counsel was appointed. On February 25th, our board met with our special counsel to gather information with respect to this community center project. At the February 25th board meeting, the Board of Supervisors requested that we hold a special meeting for this evening, March 5th, to discuss and review the community center project. That brings us to tonight. I just want to point out to the board that our counsel has provided advice to the board on a number of issues, and her counsel was well-reasoned and hopefully helped the board gain a deeper understanding of their rights with respect to this project. What I believe was the most important point for the board to hear from counsel was that if the board advances a notice to proceed, it still reserves its right to address changes within the project through the use of the change order process. Additionally, the administration has begun conversations with other community partners in this project, namely the Derry Township School District and the Hershey Aquatics Club, to firm up their commitment to a long-term capital financing plan for the community center. Those negotiations are ongoing, and they are a great first step in developing a capital planning model, giving future boards the tools necessary to make sound financial decisions regarding this center. My suggestion to the board tonight is that if you wish to consider a notice to proceed and that notice advances, we look to schedule another special meeting within the next 4 to 6 weeks to review the overall project, discuss possible change orders, provide an update on the commitments from our community partners, and look at updated operating projections. Mr. Kousis, Mr. Mandia, and myself are certainly available to address any questions that board members may have this evening. I turn it over to the board at this time if you have any questions.
Questions for Mr. Crisman from the board members? So, Mr. Crisman, I just want to be clear. You're proposing sort of a two-step process, which would be a vote. We take a motion to proceed tonight. There's still some period of time in discussions with the contractor to determine if there are some changes within the scope of a change order that can be made. There is time to do that. It's limited, and you've suggested a four to six week
window here for the board members to consider options within the change order process. That could be anything that the board asks us to look at.
And so, and I would, all right, so that's my question. Does anybody else have any clarification or question?
I have a clarifying question about the time period. Is it prudent that this board would make any recommendations for change orders for the entire project within the next 4 to 6 weeks, or are there some that are more timely than others? For example, if there was a desire on this board to change the foundation or change something that was happening earlier in the project versus later in the project, could the board revisit it later if it wished to, or must all the changes, is it really wise that they all be addressed sooner than later?
My advice to you is I think it's prudent that if you're going to look at the overall scope of the project, you try to address change orders that are relative to the things that are done first. So we look at the micropile system. You look at, for example, I think there was an add-on to try to get the pool open earlier. Some of those things are all going to be impacted by this decision tonight because simply time has elapsed from January 1 to tonight. So some things are more critical than others. I would say things that are relative to the foundation system, the size of the building, the size of the pool, those are all things that we should really consider in short order.
So I think that then the answer really to Mrs. Court's question is, or Ms. Court's question is, that we will have to move quickly. If we vote to proceed tonight, there still be there are items that need to be addressed fairly quickly and in consultation with the contractor. And then those items, would you propose that those items, if there are items to consider in a change order, that we at this special meeting, that those items be voted on at that time?
Yes.
Any other points for clarification? All right.
If there are no further questions, I'd like to make a motion that our board tonight directs our township manager to issue the notice to proceed on the community center.
I'll second.
It's a motion made by Ms. Court to issue the notice to proceed, a second made by Mr. Zamuda. Any further discussion, comments before we take a vote?
I just would like to make a quick couple short comments before we move forward with the vote. And I think throughout the last year or so, I've been very open about my concerns about using our tax dollars in certain ways. And one that really hits home for me is using our tax dollars to fund a fitness center. Those of you that I met on the campaign trail, that was something we talked about pretty often. To me, opening a township-run fitness center is no different than using our taxpayer funds to compete against local landscaping businesses or our township mechanics opening up a government-run body shop. Despite our differences in philosophies, I understand that government works best when a compromise can be achieved. And I'm not against all the components of this community center. It's been disappointing to hear so many think that it's like an us against them. There's lots of components in this community center that we all agree on. My kids learned to swim in the community center. I support the outdoor pool. I support the center for the seniors. And I support one indoor pool where our high school athletes can train and where our kids can learn how to swim. Those are things that I definitely support. But there are other things that really give me pause. And the major concerns that I have are around the operations and the maintenance of this center moving forward. And I feel that it needs to move forward in a way that taxpayers are not additionally burdened and without harming the private entities that provide these services to taxpayers at no cost. I understand the contracts are signed and that the options are limited to decrease the operations and maintenance costs without adding a fitness component. So because of that, I'm sorry, but I'm unable to support this moving forward. However, whatever the final form that this center takes, I will spend the rest of my term working to protect the taxpayers.
I have fond memories of swimming at the plaza as a child and also as an adult. Katie Nolan was here a few weeks ago. She taught my son how to swim at the plaza. There's a 4x3 blown up canvas of my daughter at the outdoor pool after a swim meet in her room. She swam for HAC for many years. I have nothing but respect for the athletes and the program. It's very clear that we need a new community center. We all agree on that. The new community center will live for 25 or more years. It appears to me that the current design is too rich and was definitely in need of another look on behalf of the taxpayers. While I'm, again, in complete agreement of the need to modernize our facility, I feel that the current design will dramatically affect township finances and taxpayers going forward. I've continually expressed my concerns about the foundation, the business plan, and the township competing with tax-paying private business. My vote tonight, as well as my future representation of Derry Township, will be on the behalf of our taxpayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wyckoff.
Thank you, Mr. Russo. I don't have anything prepared, and frankly, I'm almost at a loss for words because I feel like I've said this every meeting for the last 5 years and 3 months. But I believe wholeheartedly in our community center project. We've had a community center in our community since before I was born. And we need to take this opportunity to be brave and to move forward and do the right thing, not just for everybody in this room and everybody in our township today, but for our children and for their children. And I know that there are people who maybe don't appreciate the project, and I know it will never be perfect in everyone's mind. There is no way that we can have 25,000 plus people in this community all in favor of anything. But I believe wholeheartedly in this project and in moving forward. And we have a decision tonight to either go or no go, to move forward or to not move forward. And given the decision before us as supervisors, when we look at the facts, while we all have a personal connection and conviction, no matter what it is that we are voting on, we must vote on the facts before us. There are a lot of things that we have to vote on that we don't personally like, but we have to look at the hand that is in front of us. And I think there are a lot of changes, positive changes, that we can make to make this project even better than it is today. But we can do that within the confines of the contracts before us, and we cannot afford to spend any more time discussing this. We've been discussing this project since 2014. All of you in this room, many, many more residents, very talented people on our staff, including Mr. Mandia and Mr. Christman, many consultants, and very dedicated boards, both past and present. And I really look forward to working with everybody on this board to try to make this project as successful as it can be for today and for the next 20 and 30 years to come. But I know that we have to move forward tonight. We have to do this for our community. It is the right thing, and I believe it. And I thank everybody here for your continued passion. However you feel about this project, I thank you for your support.
Mr. Zanetta.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the facts are clear. We have to move forward with this project. I'm going to make this short and sweet. Mm-hmm. We have to move forward with this as planned. Any reductions in the interior, the fitness, the pools, you're talking about reducing the revenue that will help support the rest of this pool. I see some heads shaking out there, but these are the facts. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zanetta. Thank you to all the board members for offering comments. This has not been an easy 3 weeks for me personally. I don't expect anybody to feel sorry for me, but I can say that every member of this board, especially the two members on my right and myself, because the others have been on the board longer and already kind of been through this project, but for the three of us, we've spent an extraordinary amount of time with township staff, with the project manager, Mr. Kutsis, discussing the project, looking at every element of the project. There are many good aspects to this project. There are some that, personally to me, I am challenged by. But like most things in life, we have to face we have to make decisions based on the facts that are presently in front of us. And I respect everything that that everyone that came up to speak tonight has said, pro and con for this project. Those of us sitting up here are all faced with one distinct reality, which is the bids were awarded and the contracts were signed, which have limited what our options are moving forward. And so it's not just a yes or no answer. It's just not that simplistic. The people up here, every one of us have certain elements of this project we're very supportive of and certain elements that we think we'd like to see tweaked or changed a bit. The vote tonight, should it pass, will require that we move quickly to identify some items that can be addressed that ensure that moving forward, we will not have to raise taxes to support this center. It's clearly important to all of us. My charge moving forward, personally, and I challenge the rest of the members of this board, is that again, you've heard it up here by others, we should be examining every expenditure we make through the eyes of the taxpayer. And it doesn't mean that sometimes we don't spend money or borrow money to do things. This is an important project for our community, right? The community center, everybody in here has a fond memory of the plaza and in one way or another has used it over time. And for those of you, and then there may be people in here that have never been there, but it's still an important asset to our community. And I'm not a real estate expert. I don't know how much the new community center will impact anybody's property values here, but I do know it will improve your property values. We've always been very proud of the plaza and the facilities that it offered, or the programs that it offered to young and old. But we've reached a crossroads in this community where this center has to be more to more people. And I think there's many elements of this facility are going to address the needs of a broad amount of people in this community. And I think, Ms. Court, you're right. I know that there will be people that will not use it. I understand that. And there will yet be thousands of more people that will. And so our responsibility moving forward, based on the place that we find ourselves today, not back on December 1st, but today, that decision you know, our options are limited. And so we've got to make the best out of the situation we can, trying to protect our taxpayers, but also delivering a project that the community can be proud of and can enjoy. So, I don't have anything further to say on it, and if no one else has anything further to say, it is time for a vote. We have a first, we have a second, so I will call for the vote. All those in favor of issuing the notice to proceed, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, vote no.
Nay.
The ayes have it, 3-2, and the motion carries. Chair, so my prerogative. Moving forward, I want to make it very clear that Mr. Mandia is the project manager for this project and not any individual supervisor. You will be charged, Mr. Mandia, with making sure moving forward that this project is constructed in based on the plans that are ultimately agreed upon in the next at the next meeting. I suppose that's a meeting in the next 4 to 6 weeks. I would expect that you would partner with Mr. Koutsis, and clearly Mr. Chrisman is sort of the executive sponsor of this item, and I know that you've been working very hard to make sure that moving forward we do everything possible to eliminate any need, future need, for any tax increases to support this. We've successfully supported the plaza for decades without raising taxes, and my request is that you continue to work with the supervisors to make sure we get to that point. And I think that we're very close, so I'm encouraged. I'd also encourage you and Mr. Chrisman to continue negotiating as quickly as possible with our stakeholders. And in this case, the stakeholders are the school district and the competitive swim community, and to make sure that as soon as possible we have commitments that help us move forward at our next meeting. This point, that concludes that item on the agenda. I don't want to preclude people from getting up if you have public comments, so let me ask. I know I'm putting the board members on the spot. Is anybody opposed to offering?
No, I actually have a question.
Go right ahead, Mr. Chrisman.
Mr. Chrisman and Matt, will you be giving instructions for the auction soon?
Yes. It's safe to say yes.
First thing in the morning.
Yep. First thing in the morning. All right, thank you. That was one.
So to the question of adding some opportunity for public comment, is there anyone that's opposed to that? I know I'm kind of setting everybody up. I've had plenty of it. I don't see the harm.
One other comment to make while we're waiting is if anybody else wants to say something. Capital campaign is open for business again, so continue to look for support for the community to help offset the cost for the community center, and we'd be happy to talk to anybody who's interested in learning more.
All right, so it appears that we have some support then. I don't hear anybody object. I'll open up the floor for public comment. I will say we will reduce it to a minute and a half. We've got a good sense of where everybody stands on this, but if there's anybody that would like to come up now and offer some last public comment.
May I add something before we start public comment? Just that I know everyone's pretty emotional right now, one way or the other, and if you could just remember to keep your comments respectful to the board members and the staff members and consultants who've worked so hard on this, I appreciate that.
Real quickly, regards to the change orders. When the initial design was approved back in October, the understanding, and I'm not suggesting that this is the way it should be, but the understanding at that time was that if somebody saw something, they could bring it to the design board or whoever it was to offer up a possible change order. At that time, actually at that meeting, after the meeting, it was identified with Greg Koutsis that there was a significant design flaw in the spectator stands of the pool. And I don't know, and I know there was some discussion after that in addressing that issue. I don't know what the plan is that you have as far as dealing with change orders. If anybody's got eyes on the project and see something, maybe they can bring their attention, because when they put that design up on the screen that night, that stuck out like a light bulb. It was just a bad design oversight by somebody. So I don't know what the plan is for addressing issues like that.
Ruth, did you want to address that?
Well, I was just thinking, I'm going to turn to Mr. Chris and Mr. Mandia. I know in the past, I think we had asked people to reach out to Mr. Kousis, but I'm not sure what you would like the policy to be or the procedure to be, if anybody had any suggestions, if they would email you, Mr. Christman, and you could just sort of triage it from there.
Yeah, well, you the guy?
Yeah, that would be the appropriate contact, Mr. Christman, for that. And we'll certainly, we know there are a couple items that we have to look at, and so if we add that to the list, that's fine.
All right, good enough. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Matt.
Hi, I'm Karen Stiers. I live on East Caracas Avenue. My son also grew up going to summer day camp. I have very fond memories of him being at the community center. I love that center. I'm also a single parent. I have a budget in my household that I have to live within. I'm hoping that I can urge you to look at your budget and stick within that. I love my home. I don't want to have to leave. But if taxes go up beyond this initial build every year to support the operation of that, I hope to retire in the next 10 years. I want to stay in my house. I don't have to say anymore. I hope that that point really hits home, because I'm so for the center. We need it. But let's be practical about how we do it, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Enns, 322 Cocoa Avenue. I just had a question on a comment. I know the pool was filled a couple weeks back to see if it was viable to be open this summer. Is that still something the township's pursuing? It's not? Because swimming in the Swati is not an option for my
family. given where we are tonight, I would assume that we'd be moving forward with demolition and construction in the next 45 days.
I wasn't sure if you were going to initially maybe take care of the building and then let the pool be open.
The whole site will be construction site.
It would be great. It would be wonderful if we could do them together, but I don't think
I was hopeful.
There were other issues too. You know, restrooms, the facilities had been downgraded.
I would shut people in my house.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank the Supervisor Nutt and my colleague for supporting, or not supporting, and reaffirming that the vote was by cast for support.
Thank you, Mr. Bob.
Just a clarification. My understanding is you're still going to take a look at the design and see what can be either cut back or reduced. Okay, and also, I think it's been asked at several different meetings, I think for accurate accounting of actual expenses, and just like they said, running the fitness center, it's only going to cost us subsidized $300,000 versus $750,000. Obviously, those numbers are not correct. So is there a way that, Mr. Christman, you can give us an updated actual accounting of what it's going to cost, what we can expect, and are we looking at another tax increase next year?
We will address that at the those are all good points. And we're going to ask Mr. Mandia to give a full scale presentation at that meeting, and he will cover all of those items. We'll go through the budget, we'll go through what the plan is, we'll go through the different offsets to the costs, both construction and operation and maintenance long term. And so the answer to your question is yes, we will do that, but we'll do it like we are here today, publicly, for everybody to see.
But I think we should have something more accurate than what we projected. Losing this and paying that and whatever. $750,000, and then it goes to $300,000, but we got a $3 million a year expense on top of it. We're not saving money. So if we could have some actual, solid financial marketing plan, I think it would be helpful to get other people to understand. You know, we got to go forward. I agree. We need a facility. But do we need to put ourselves in the next category where the lady said she wants to retire and live here. So do I. You know, my tax is up again, and as a matter of fact, I've contacted the realtor. I'm not going to stick around for the next one. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble.
Hi, Steve Fotis, 323 Lane. I feel an obligation to come up and thank both of the new supervisors, Supervisor Nutt, Supervisor Wyckoff, for your efforts on our taxpayers' behalf. I really appreciate it. I know it's very difficult for you during this time, and I felt somebody had to get up here and say thank you for your efforts. I really appreciate it on our behalf. Supervisor Abruzzo, you're in a hell of a position. For what it's worth, I think you made the reasonable decision here. It's not one that I favored, quite frankly, but it's probably the only one that's available to us at this point. So I'd encourage everybody on the board to try and work to keep this thing within budget, try and keep it as low as possible. I think the remaining supervisors, you pulled the pin on the spending grenade and lobbed it into our lap. So, okay, that's what we're left with, and I hope that you will work to minimize the impact of this. We hear a lot in this community about diversity. I like diversity. We don't hear too much about diversity of income. And if these taxes keep, I can afford it, quite frankly. If these tax increases keep going up, we're gonna have less diversity in Hershey, not more. And the diversity we do get is gonna be people who have no diversity of income. So with that thought, I'd just say, please, do what you can to keep this thing within budget. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. All right, then. Well, sitting is here, Mr. Trout.
Mr. Gamble made a very good point. Mine is simple. Do the math. An inclusive map, the infographics, past tense, really spoke of debt service, which is the interest. You have indicated your intent to not have the taxes go up further. I spoke with the tax office this past week. There are only 22 new tax bills in Derry Township during the last year. Our taxes, after taking those bills and dividing both the numbers before taxes, our bills are going up 10% between what they were and what we're gonna pay between now and the 31st of March if we pay our taxes to get to 2% credit. You've indicated that your intent is not to have taxes go up any further. What I would like is a commitment that would follow the infographics that were presented past tense. That implied to most of the citizenry that this would be paid in 20 years. But it only indicated a $1.15 million per year debt service. Multiply that by 20, you come up with $23 million. How many loans can I get for $28 million and only pay back $23? The question and my desire is to be honest and in this mathematical analysis provide payback of the principal, or are you going to deceive the taxpayers and say we're going to refinance this for your great 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 grandchildren in ad infinitum? And I want to thank Mr. Wyckoff and Ms. Nutt for taking their stands. I should point out that people have talked, if we don't do this, it's going to cost us $3 million. We're paying $3 million a year as taxpayers to support this now. Give up 1 year, you're going to be paying for the rest of your lives. So when you have made the assertion that Mr. Mandia will work to keep this with no tax increase, define the parameters. I want to know how much principal is being paid back, the interest rate in the loan, which I've asked numerous times and never gotten an answer to. This is, I think, a fair statement for our citizenry. I am not against a rec center, but an excessive amount, and excuse me, I did say something like 25 meters, probably should have said 25 yards. That provides for the competition and would be less costly in the long run. And I'll repeat, there is a library available for those that think their kids need to be taken care of by someone else rather than their parents. It shouldn't be fun and games. I'm Pennsylvania Dutch, and I don't apologize for it. Don't spend what you don't have. We double our debt. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Trout.
Christine Drexler, 28 Penzance Road. I'd like to say thank you too. I'd like to say thank you to Rick and thank you to Susan. For the last 6 years, we have worked together to put forth a project that is fantastic. We have thoughtfully and carefully, with regard to all citizens and community, we worked collaboratively, we worked intentionally, and I thank you for not giving up on the work that was done. Does it cost a lot of money? Yeah. 10 years. 10 years. I read the petitions. 10 years ago, the community was asking for the same thing. 10 years ago, it was $16 million. And that was the front page headline. We're so focused on the money, and I get that. But when we focus on the opportunity, on the blessings, on what we're going to see there, and I keep going back to nobody wanted that library. Nobody wanted that library. And we stand here today with an award-winning library that we're adding onto. We have to have some sort of forward thinking in this community. We are a growing community. You can't put in water that is for 10 years ago. We need enough water for everybody. It's not for one sector of people. It's for every sector of people to be able to get in the water. They never were able to get in the water. That's forward thinking. And imagine, I can't understand how it was okay for us to lose $750,000 a year for the last 10 years, and that was okay. That was fiscally responsible, and nobody batted an eye at that kind of loss. And we are complaining now about putting in something when that wasn't even a problem that is going to be magnificent for our community. And I guess the only thing that I would like to say to everybody is imagine what it would look like if we, the people, again, figured out how we, the people, can pay for it together so it isn't on a burden on any one sector of people. We raised $2.9 million with the capital campaign. How do we, the people, dig our heels in and say, let's do this together, not divided, together as we, the people, and stop being this side and that side. We, the people, when we work together, that's what government is inspiring each other to goodness, for a greater good that is not just for today. It's for 50 years, just like Mr. Hershey did. And I read that article that came out, and it was a celebratory event when that community center opened. It was about competitive swimming. It was the first line in the picture. The second line was the tennis courts. Don't we want to be those people again? Instead of being known as the people that are fighting and can't come to a conclusion and a laughingstock in other communities. It's time for us to be we the people and get this done and move it forward and be the people in 2 years that are looking and in that facility celebrating the good work that we have done. Thank you so much.
Good evening, Wayne Rivers, 815 Cypress Court. Like I say a lot of times when I come up here, I come here with no intention of saying anything. And here I am. Natalie, Carter, thank you very much. You stuck by what you pledged to do, just like the other two candidates that got into the finals, Skip and Chuck. All right, you stuck by your guns. You voted the way that you pledged that you would. Christine, you're right, to a big degree. Where are you? Back there. We're so divided on many things, and it's a shame. We shouldn't be. But the thing is, though, is Christine, she's stating numbers that nobody's publishing that everybody could talk to intelligently. Yep, $700,000 a year we were losing on the last rec center, and nobody batted an eye. Nobody's saying how much this thing's going to cost us now. Is it going to be $300,000 a year? Is it $500,000 a year? Plus the $3 million that we're going to have to pay for the construction, the loans, et cetera, et cetera. So we're up over $3 million a year, 20 years. We do need to do something. And Matt, good luck to you. Good luck to you keeping this thing working under budget so that we're not raising anything to the taxpayers. That was the whole point that everybody was talking about last year, the year before that, was raising no taxes. And I feel for the woman that got up here and started talking about she wants to live here 10 years from now. I'm sure all of us do. But then also Mr. Myers had a great thing to say up here about the vision of what goes on around here. There's so many good things that people come up here and say, but some people want to try and shoot down this person, shoot down that person, instead of working together to get this thing done. And I've never been up here one time and said that there shouldn't be a recreation center. Never. It was finding a way to pay for it. But I think a lot of people will be able to stomach it if no taxes are raised through this whole process. Thank you.
Thank you. Great Star, 1603 Church Road. Like the gentleman before me, I had no intention of coming up to speak. And I had the privilege a few years ago of participating, being invited to be a part of the Stormwater Advisory Committee. And so appreciate the role worked with alongside two of commissioners that are no longer commissioners, and appreciated the role that you all do. Also got the understanding of no one's ever happy and no one ever wants to see extra taxes, fees at all, ever. And so I'm in support, but I raised an issue, and I hear people talking about taxes and particularly those for those who are less well off. And I suggested something to the township commissioners then to look at, and this is tangential to the Queener Center, but it's related to very much to taxes and how much the less wealthy pay. And so I'd encourage you to take a good look at your overall tax structure, because there's a piece of our tax structure that highly taxes in a percentage way through the, I'm talking about the occupational tax. This across the board tax of that's whether you make it, and it was raised by $2,000 or something, which is almost laughable, but thankful that something was done. But the person who makes $14,000 and the person who makes $550,000 a year pay the exact same tax. I think if you could look at tax structure in a way that yeah, maybe for the person who's acknowledged, yeah, I can afford it. That the people in our community who they can afford a little tax rate. I'm not saying no one should taxes be raised, and I'm willing for my taxes to go up a little bit. Because I support this community center, I'm thankful it's moving forward. I just encourage you to say, all right, how in our tax structure can we make sure that those who are less well off are paying more than they need to? And I think that particular nuance of the tax structure overall is a way where if you adjusted that, you could offset taxes potentially to those who are most concerned about losing their houses in 10 years. So that's my opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Stark. All right. right, well, we are going to close the public, the second visitor public comment session. And before we get to the next item, which is the adjournment, I do want to express my thanks to everyone here tonight who came out, who voiced their concerns, support, not support, it's all important. We appreciate that you're involved and that you're watching, and it's been a journey for many of you, and the journey is going to continue, but we will, as a number of people have said, we do need to come together and we need to move forward constructively, and we need to stick to our guns on things like making sure we have a wonderful community center, but also making sure we do everything possible to make sure we do not have to raise taxes again to support the ongoing operations of this facility. So we've got challenges out there, but I do believe that we can accomplish it working together. So with that, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Motion by Mr. Zanuta, second by Ms. Court. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adjourning, vote aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.